the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Put your socks on, and I'll turn out all the lights. Go tell the others that we're staying out all night, and they'll go to bed dreaming that what you want's not far away. 'Cause I can't lose you, no, I can't lose you, no, not today. 'Cause I've been drinking, I've been breaking all the rules, and you've been stirring in my belly like a big old typhoon. And it's gonna take a little longer to write down these old lines and come up from the darkness with a little piece of light. So go tell my mama that I'll be up before the dawn. Go tell my father he's been with me all along. And I'll tell your honey she's all right with that other guy. And you won't cry, no, you won't cry, no, you won't cry. Forget all of my lines, and I'll go out to the country, and I'll give up all my pride, and I'll take all my money and count it down to fives and dimes, and I'll tie up my old bed sheets and go out the window at night.
Hailing from Minneapolis, the Eriksons are sisters Bethany and Jennifer. Their compelling style of indie folk music is rich, with sounds from acoustic guitars and banjos that bring to life the duo's stunning vocal harmonies. And those two musical ladies will be appearing in Thief River Falls on Thursday, June 27th, for our annual singer-songwriter evening, the Eriksons with Box of Letters. Well, welcome to another live Thursday edition of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Unbehound, and I'm raring to go. Been down to the cities this week, had a wonderful time. I'll tell you about my experience at Wilepski's Blues Saloon a little later in the show. But first, Steve Wolf and Kimberly Vanderhoven, they're engaged, not only musically, but romantically. Here's their beautiful song titled Till the Stars Fall Down.
October wind, spring change, each season shuts a door, while opening a window to new promises that wait in store. But in this world of change, you and I stand strong. You are my beacon, and I know I can't go wrong. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Time is like a river, flowing on soft and strong, bringing joy and some goodbyes, some tears that linger on. But while nothing stays the way it is, love stands apart. Time may change its mind, but it will not change my heart. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. If the rivers were to turn into dust, storms may separate others, but they can't come between us. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Till the stars fall down, I will be.
Never let it be said that Minnesotans can't write good music. I believe that's written by Steve Wolf. Beautiful song. In fact, I had a hard time believing that it wasn't a cover to him because it was so pretty. Well, up next, the Minnesota Association of Songwriters President Wayne Hamilton opining on the stuff in his life here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Last weekend for a honeydew Saturday, she said, we got to find some storage space so we can put some things away. We opened up the closets and searched in the garage, but we couldn't see a single cubic foot of anything but garbage. How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing mustard seed or fleas or peas or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? We got broiler pans and fans on stands and stuff we ain't seen in years. We found old cell phones and irons and vacation souvenirs. Two Christmas trees and braces for knees and junk you would not believe. We were standing in eBay heaven, but it all looked worthless to me. How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing jewel box keys or bees or cheese or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? Absolutely nothing inside. I looked at my bride, I was mystified. She saw the question in my eyes. She explained, if you have to return it, you gotta have the box it came in. We threw out what was in there ages ago, but I turned to my honey and grinned. I asked her, how much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing mustard seed or fleas or peas or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing jewel box keys or bees or cheese or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all?
Night like this, standing face to face, nothing compares to the way that you embrace our love, our life, our future.
When we met. Miss Jill Holly, former songwriting instructor at McNally Rand. I'm sorry, McNally's College of Music in St. Paul, and outdoing her thing now. And we'd like to get her up here too to Thief River Falls and perform sometime. Jill Holly. Before that, Wayne Hamilton, using a little literary license and rhyming garage with garbage. But it's a very effective technique in songwriting if you don't overdo it. Of course, it can be very, very special kind of thing. I do a lot of that myself. Up next, a gentleman new to Minnesota Homebrew. His name is Brad Senne, S-E-N-N-E. And his MySpace page simply says he's a prairie-reared singer-songwriter who now lives in the city writing folk, pop, rock songs. Brad Senne with a song called Road Trip.
To escape, we I got your back if you got mine. Love me, yeah. Love me, yeah. Love me, love me. Hey, Marine, yeah, still here. Look at me, please don't fear. I'll wait around, rain or shine. Take a call anytime.
That's Mackenzie Cain. While in high school, she performed in musicals, small choral groups, and all-state choir, which led to her acceptance at Brigham Young University's Music, Dance, Theater program. And the rest is history. She even appeared on ABC's All My Children. Mackenzie Cain. And if you're looking for that CD, where Pretty in Red is, it's called Take This Town. Well, I think I hear my friend Brad Dunsey getting ready for another wonderful songwriting tip.
Welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. Today's tip deals with lyrics and stressing them either on beat or off beat in parts of our song, and maybe why we would want to do that. Some of the tips that we've talked about in the past are a little bit more blatant, such as staying with the same rhyme pattern in a verse, staying on target with a chronological order of a story song, and those sort of things. Some things, though, aren't quite as obvious, a little more subtle, and you may not even have realized that some songs' verses, for instance, are offbeat through the whole thing, but when you get to the chorus, it's right on beat. And that's the case with the song that we'll sort of look at today. It's Phil Collins' Another Day in Paradise. And I had you look at that in a previous tip. If you recall, or if you haven't listened to it, next time you get a chance to listen to it, you'll notice that the verse deals with a homeless gal that's looking for some help from a guy walking down the street. He ignores her, whistles away across the street, and just kind of leaves her there. That's sort of an awkward scene. And I think that's why Phil decided to make all the lyrics on this just kind of cross over the beat. There's no words that kind of land right on the beat. It's pretty much bridged over, and it's a little bit disjointed. I mean, it sounds good because it's sort of syncopated in a way, but it's not, resolved, or you know, doesn't have that uniform sound to it. But you will notice when he gets to the chorus, it lands right on beat. Everything is just right on. The heavy beats all receive major words. And that's by design. Because, well, for two reasons, I believe. One of them is if it was offbeat through the whole time, or even if it was on beat through the whole song, you know, we would get bored with it. We only have a certain limit to our attention span on certain things. And having a song that's on beat through the whole time could get boring. But more importantly, I think, is supporting the emotion and content of the lyrics. That first verse, or the verses, are a little bit awkward. And it's meant to be awkward. It's meant to make you feel something. And having the lyrics offbeat only supports that. And when it gets to the chorus, he wants to drive the point home of, we've got it pretty good. So he puts it all right on beat so that we can feel, no, it isn't really resolved because the lady's still homeless. But the point is driven home because everything is on beat. So that's something to consider in your own songs. Maybe take a look at the songs that you've written and see if you can alter them, or the next song that you do write, maybe purposely write one that is a little bit off in the verse and right on in the chorus. So that's a tip for this time. If you'd like to send me a suggestion for a tip, or you have a question, drop me a line at lists@braddunzeemusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Well, I'm back. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan. This is Minnesota Homebrew, produced from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. Where was I this week? In St. Paul, doing double duty, some job training for the day job, and at night, out playing around in the clubs. And Tuesday night, I went to Wilebski's Blues Saloon. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever been there, but it's on the intersection of Rice Street and Larpinder, about 2 miles north of the Capitol. And what a place. I walked in there, and 30-foot-high ceilings, two levels, sunken playroom, two different bars. Unbelievable. They had a house band playing there, and the bass player is a guy named John Lindberg, whom I knew as a young man in western Wisconsin. John went to high school in Siren. I went to high school in St. Croix Falls. And I had not seen John since about 1975 or 6. And it was really nice seeing him. He played in the house band, and what they did is played a set. And then I got up and played 5 songs after a 6-piece blues band. Talk about a hard act to follow. But they were very gracious, enjoyed. The dance floor was almost as big as a elementary school gymnasium floor, and then they had a sign-up sheet, and I would say a good 40 people signed up, and they just kept rotating these musicians up on stage every couple songs. It was really amazing. Wilebski's Blues Saloon on Rice and Larpinder in St. Paul. And I'm playing this song because I like to joke that I don't have a bluesy bone in my body. A song called You Do.
Who loves you like a raging river that sends me tumbling to the sea? And who knows when I haven't a clue? You do, you do, you do, you do. Who knows my every inclination and reads me like a novelette? And who knows when I haven't a clue? You do, you do, you do, you do. You had faith when others sure would have failed. You were steady as a big oak tree. And you hung in when others sure would have bailed. Oh, how you do me. Who walks when others take the running? Who's cool as cool can be? And who else dismisses the blues? You do, you do, you do, you do. You had faith when others sure would have failed. You were steady as a big oak tree. And you hung in when others sure would have bailed. Oh, how you do, how you do me. Smiles electric in the morning, and when the day has done me in, who makes a body feel new? You do, 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 you do.
There, that proves I have at least one bluesy bone in this pop folk body of mine. Hope you enjoyed that. That's called You Do. Up next, John Bennett from his Folk Hero CD titled Who's That Knockin'?
Daddy was a gambler, put it all on the line. He used to say to Mama, this'll be the last time. But the jackpot never came, we felt the emptiness inside. Until that debt was paid, we barely survived. Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on the kingdom's door? Well, there's a 50-50 chance we'll get out of here alive. When you bet on nothing, you bet your everlasting life. If you gamble on eternity, you might be surprised. It's like shaking them bones and rattling the dice. Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on the kingdom's door? It takes faith to believe nothing created this place, when the evidence is staring us right in the face. And grasping at straws, it's a misguided waste. When you reach the other door, there is no escape. Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on a kingdom's door? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on the kingdom's door? Stood there with our heads hung low, staring down speechless at the road. You passed the bottle my way, I said, thank you, sir, but no. I don't mean no disrespect. Or cause you more distress, but I'm proud to say it's been 10 years since I medicated to suppress. I know it's been a long time and the days have gone by. We all seem a little different now, but we're still on the same ride, I swear.
gonna be all right. Your hair's not as blue as I remember. Then again, there's a lot that I don't remember. But there's still a fire building up beneath this smoldering ember. So if you raise your glass, then I'll raise mine. Gonna be all right. So if you raise your glass, then I'll raise mine. We'll meet somewhere in the middle and we'll be just fine, I swear. We're gonna be all right.
That's an interesting song by Adam Hammer. Sober, Still Here. Adam celebrates his sobriety and supports anyone who's making strides in that direction. I like the long but interesting beginning to that song where he walks in and he sits down and takes a sip of his coffee and plays around with his guitar a little bit. Not what you want to do when you're on stage necessarily, but... very interesting, I think. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan. We're celebrating another live Thursday night edition of Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but original tunes by Minnesota singer-songwriters. And if you want to learn how you can submit your songs to this program, go to the Minnesota Homebrew Facebook page and click on the About link on the top left-hand side. It says About. Click on it. You can learn how to submit your MP3s or your WAV files or even a full-length CD, because our motto is you send it, we play it. Up next, here's Matt Gray with Oceans.
For what I can't find, so I'll sit on a couch in this lonely house, pretend that I'm doing alright. And I forget I have a good heart, and feeling good must be wrong. I'll confess that my life's a mess, be happy just getting along. 'Cause there ain't nobody in the ocean, ain't nobody in the deep blue sea. Ain't no reason to take a chance, no, I'm gonna understand me. 'Cause there ain't nobody in the ocean, ain't nobody in the deep blue sea. There ain't no reason to take a chance, you know I'm gonna understand me. There
I should listen to my brother, who's wise beyond his years. Find a love I've been dreaming of and forget about these tears. Cause there ain't nobody in the ocean, ain't nobody in the deep blue sea. There ain't no reason to take a chance, ain't no one gonna understand me. Cause there ain't nobody in the ocean, ain't nobody in the deep blue sea. There ain't no reason to take a chance, you know I'm gonna understand me.
Cajun man, born and bred in the bayous of Louisiana, learned to survive with a pole and a line. Kitchen is the limit almost every time. He cooked his catch on an open fire, under the stars to a cricket choir, cooked with a roux and a generous toss. From his little red bottle of Tabasco sauce, the man took a wife and he raised a family. Moved up north along the Mississippi, finally settled down near the town of Pig's Eye, where folks eat fish steppin' soaking in lye. Well, you know in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisque. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. You know in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisque. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. Ooh-wee. That sure is some strong stuff. You know I learned a lot from my Cajun clan. Learned when to bend and when to take a stand. Taught me how to fish and they taught me how to sing. Put Louisiana fire into everything. Some folks tend to live a life that's bland. Set their table with food color tan. Never seem to laugh, never seem to have fun. And they never go dancing when their work is all done. So if your life puts you in a little cage, your table is set with food colored beige. Take a little tip from the Louisiana crew. Put a little spice in whatever you do. Well, you know in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisque. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. Know in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisque. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. Know in life there's very little risk, so try my Cajun lutefisque. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice.
Michael Riddle with Cajun lutefisque. That's a nice blend of, the fusion. Fusion food is such a big thing. You watch the Food Network, all these cooking shows, and they're fusing Greek with Korean, and they're fusing Italian with Mexican, and there's just no rhyme or reason to it anymore other than just trying to come up with something that is different and wonderful. And why not? Cajun lutefisque. Up next, a gentleman that I met 5-6 weeks ago while I was in the Twin Cities at Ginkgo's Coffee House, Ben Hoganson, with a song titled High Above My Station here on Minnesota Homebrew. Thank you.
time for silver. What was I about to say beside this shining river? Beside this shining river. Something wrong, I will sit and listen. I'll walk with you all along in blessed restoration. Blessed restoration.
And Pretty Song. Well, love that Travis finger picking in that song. High Above My Station. I was telling you a little bit about my trip to St. Paul this week, and when I was down to Wilepski's Blues Saloon, I sat down at a table with another gentleman. He was a drummer, but I still sat down anyway. And he had forgotten his drumsticks, and one of the rules there at Wilepski's, if you're going to get up and play, you got to bring your own sticks. Well, I just directed him over to the drummer from the house band who was sitting over there, and he came back smiling and said, I can play, he'll let me use sticks. I bought him a beer, he says. So, and we got to talking, and lo and behold, I find out that he's playing in a group from Prescott, Minnesota called the Midlife Crisis Band, and one of his members, the keyboardist, is an old musician friend of mine named Jeff Stober from Osceola, Wisconsin. Just another example of what a very small, small world it is. So I told him to go back and say hi to Jeff, who I know as Duffer, and give him a charge about that. So anyway, here's International Falls singer-songwriter Bill Pekarsky from his Thinking Out Loud CD. It's titled Gonna Love You Anyway on MHB.
Have ever thought it would come to this? We no longer feel it when we kiss. If we talk at all, we disagree. I ain't pointing no fingers at you. Annoy the heck out of each other, and the way we feel sometimes is hard to cover. It's the same thing every day, but it won't always be this way. You don't like me, I don't like you, but we love.
love each other anyway. I read the paper, you sit and watch TV. No light in sight now, do we see? Is the furthest thing from our minds. You and I will work it all out. It's only a matter of time. We annoy the heck out of each other, and the way we feel sometimes is hard to cover. It's the same thing every day, but it won't always be this way. You don't like me, I don't like you, but we love each other anyway. You don't like me, I don't like you, but we love each other anyway.
Dream. believe.